As sea levels rise, the nation's Atlantic and Pacific coastlines are eroding, putting homes and businesses in jeopardy. Climate change is also increasing erosion on what's called the nation's third coast, the Great Lakes shoreline. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports from the southern tip of Lake Michigan.
It's late February, and this time of year, Nancy Schwab says the ice on Lake Michigan used to stretch as far as the eye could see. Now, the lakes are warmer, there's less ice, and the waves pummel the sand dune in front of her vacation home in Beverly Shores, Indiana.
So much as it's nice to get those 51-degree days, when we have a 51-degree day, my heart stops because I'm like, we're just not getting that protection anymore.
Schwab says there was also an extra 100 feet of beach between her vacation home and the water, enough to burn your feet in the summer. Now, every day the water inches closer to the road and utility lines in front of her home. Any closer, and it will have no heat, no water, and her family won't be able to reach it from the road.
It's very sad that it's taken this beach that everybody enjoys.
Erosion isn't just affecting homeowners. It could also drive tourists away. Millions visit Indiana's lakeshore every year. In Porter County alone, they contribute more than $350 million to the local economy annually, helping to fund everything from schools to fire departments. About 10 miles from Schwab's home, Dave Wagner cleans off ketchup bottles at his restaurant Wagner's Ribs. About a third of his restaurant's revenue comes from tourists, which is common for small businesses in the area. If tourists don't come, Wagner might not need to hire an extra dozen summer workers. He may even have to lay off some full-time employees.
Most of them, this is their main source of income. And if we don't get that summertime push, people will lose their jobs.
Tourism here is closely tied to one of the most unique and sensitive ecosystems in the country. Indiana Dunes became one of the newest national parks last year. Erosion hasn't threatened endangered plants in the dunes yet, but if the water gets much higher, it could. Other damage is more visible. Erosion collapsed most of the 100-foot walkway built so people with disabilities can enjoy the lakeside view. Officials are trying to restore the park's beaches, possibly by dumping sand on the beach or scaling back breakwaters so sand can naturally float to shore. Park Superintendent Paul Labovitz says they might even move buildings back from the lake.
We have to get away from Lake Michigan. Building things close to the lake is not a good idea.
The question is, will the Great Lakes shoreline get a chance to heal? With climate change, it's hard to say. Kerry Troy of Purdue University researches coastal engineering along Lake Michigan. He says climate change is creating extremes. Very high lake levels in some years and very low levels in others. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, the lakes are also expected to get more intense, frequent storms. Both trends are likely to make erosion worse. Troy says increased rainfall, which raises lake levels, might be offset by higher evaporation, but we're just not sure.
But I will say that even though the water level can recover fairly quickly, the coastline cannot. The coastline will take a long time to kind of rebuild.
No less than 5 Indiana communities have made emergency declarations because of erosion. They're hoping the governor will declare a statewide emergency, allowing them to get federal funding to combat erosion. But for now, they're still waiting. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.